only in the upper 80s over the weekend, lows at night in the mid-70s, and not as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of the tropical weather action, plus push notifications for watches and warnings by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A $10,000 reward is now being offered up after authorities say a Fort Deposit post office was intentionally set on fire. Authorities say it happened after the post office closed back on June 25th. They're also rewarding those with tips on people who may have items that were stolen from the post office. You can call in those tips at 1-888-876-5322. The Wetumpka Police Department will soon have a new home. They're moving into the vacant Wells Fargo Bank building after their original building was destroyed by a tornado earlier this year. Renovations should be complete sometime in November. Well, finding parking in downtown Montgomery just got a little easier. Officials announced a new app Thursday. It makes it easier for you to find free spaces and pay for additional parking time without having to rush back to the meter. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, visit alabamanews.net and be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Central Gulf Coast bracing for potentially devastating flooding. Louisiana is already under a state of emergency.
An Ohio hospital system says it's firing 23 more employees after investigating excessive painkiller doses.
Scenes of chaos on Air Canada Flight 33 after the Boeing 777 hit severe turbulence about 600 miles from Hawaii.
Federal authorities are preparing to begin a nationwide roundup of 2,000 undocumented immigrants on Sunday.
A deadly outbreak in Virginia. 2 deaths and dozens of residents sickened by a respiratory illness at the Green Spring Retirement Community.
President Trump backed down, saying the census will not include the question, are you a U.S. citizen.
Chicago caught in the jaws of alligator love.
He's a celebrity.
The rock star reptile spotted this week in a local lagoon and needs to be caught before winter.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller can get in on this weekly Farm Market gift basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of stuff you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. It could be Cuban sandwiches. It could be Amish cheese butter. It could be cantaloupes. It could be watermelon. It could be Slocum tomatoes. It could be Chilton County peaches. It could be cakes. It could be the bundt cakes, the breads, all that stuff. Any of that, those things you can choose. The red peppers, my favorite, going down there tomorrow to get those for my steak this weekend. Go by and see them. Sweet Creek Farm Market. Tell Reed and Karen Ingram that you're a Dan Moore Show listener. They do something special for you. Watch. Let's go to Jackson. Jackson, welcome aboard to Dan Moore Show.
Hey, I actually just caught the tail end of a conversation you just had, and I think from what I gathered, the individual was a Democrat, and I'm good with that. We're all entitled to be whatever we want to be. But then I had another caller that said something about she wished you would have asked this man what he thought about black people and having an abortion. And I just thought that was kind of strange to me to lump everyone's opinion on someone just because of the color of their skin. I just wish we could get away from that, because me particularly, I'm a Republican, but there's a lot of things in the Republic Party that I, you know, don't agree with 100%. Like, I'm not all for the abortion thing that the other Republicans are, and I look other ways on other things, and I just don't think that we should continue to group people up together like that. I mean, we're all different, no matter what color we are.
One thing I think what she was trying to do is kind of like, because he was talking about things in a whole, and he was talking about that Pete Buttigieg, the fact that he's homosexual, that would not play well with African Americans. That was his opinion as an African American, the way African Americans look at something. I would be kind of curious, how do African Americans view abortion? I've never really had a conversation with an African American about that.
Right. I don't think you should try to get it from just one person, because I think she said, you know, you should ask him how black people feel, and maybe he doesn't know how.
No, but what you're doing is you're asking one person, how do you think black people feel? Okay. And you're getting one person's opinion about the way he perceives, you know, African Americans.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's just the way that I heard it. I was just kind of like, I'm to the point now where I just wish color was gone. I just want us to all just kind of be a tan color and not even have to worry about it anymore.
You got me on that. Absolutely agree with that.
All right. Well, that's all I had.
Thanks, Jackson. Have a great day and a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I am very, very good.
That Democrat said something that struck me. He said that maybe we can get some normalcy back into the White House. And I was just thinking, normalcy, would that be weaponizing the FBI, weaponizing the IRS, weaponizing CIA, so forth and so on? What do you think?
I caught the fact that he said that also, is that what is normal? And it's, you know, you can look at the side of a new normal. I think that the more that I look at Trump and the way he reacts to things, he is reacting to the way he is being treated or has been treated. Now, we haven't proved any of the weaponizing the FBI and things like that yet, but I think that's soon to come. But I think that will kind of speak a lot about why he acts the way he does, and particularly towards the press.
Right. So you think he knows stuff that we don't know?
I think absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can tell by the way he comments on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll play a tape of him talking about something and say, well, I've been told I shouldn't talk about that. Well, he in that particular reference, he was talking about the fact that there were some bad players at the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it just struck me kind of weird, but anyway.
Don't let something strike you weird, dude.
Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
You certainly may. Give me a month and day of birth.
8/8.
8/8?
Hope you have a great weekend.
I hope you have a great weekend also.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to our good friend, St. James. St. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How's it going, Dan?
Long time no talk to you. Where you been?
I've been around. I've been listening, working.
Have you been busy? Really busy?
With my job. That's with an S. There you go.
You're a hard-working guy, I know that.
Yeah, Dan, do you ever listen to Coast to Coast?
No.
Okay, there was a guy on there, I think it was Wednesday night, and he was talking about I guess he sounded like he might have been an actuary, but he was saying that there's 8 million people that voted for Trump. has no longer be here to vote for him for a second term because they're dead, and there are 16 million new liberal voters since then. So I thought that was pretty interesting, you know, to hear him say that, because you know, most people, you never think about that. A lot of people are not alive now to vote for him. That's, you know, in the camp for on the Republican ticket.
So you're saying 8 million of the 60-plus million people that voted for him have died in 3 years? In less than 3 years?
Said, yeah, 8 million voters, yeah.
That's why I don't listen. That's why I don't listen to Coast to Coast. I mean, just think through the logic of that. So what you're saying is that you had roughly 14% of the voting population die in 3 years.
Right. I guess that's what he was referring to.
Again, that's why I don't listen to Coast to Coast.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, they talk about UFOs, they talk about paranormal and a lot of
that. That's why
stuff.
I don't listen to Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
I'm a very logical, critical thinking kind of person. Something, when I'm listening to something, it first has to make sense to me. And if it makes, and so if it doesn't pass the make sense quotient, then I can kind of discard it pretty quickly.
I got you. Well, just like the caller, the lady that, you know, she wanted you to ask Joe the question
about abortion.
I mean, she was making a generalization. I'm a black guy and I'm a Democrat. I don't believe in abortion. I mean, why would she make a blanket statement like
well,
that?
Well, no, she was asking. What she was saying is, I wish you would have asked Joe his opinion, and he was referring to his opinion about the way African Americans felt about certain issues. Pete Buttigieg was one of them, and he commented on that. But let me ask you, what do you think, in general, the feeling is among the black community towards abortion?
In general, I think it just depends. I mean, it just depends. You have a lot of black conservatives that's anti-abortion, and you have a whole lot that's pro-choice also. I mean, I did a 360 on that myself.
You did? So you were pro-choice, and now you're pro-life?
Yes, I did.
And see, I think that is a trend that's happening out there.
Right. And also the guy, the last caller, he wanted to know what normal meant. I guess Joe was talking about just basic decorum, decency, and integrity, and character in general. Mm-hmm. That's what he was talking about. I mean, if this is a standard for a forthcoming president, then no, I don't want the same thing.
Did you say the same thing about Bill Clinton?
Well, Bill Clinton don't hold a candle to Trump. And his new nuances and his character, as far as it's just through the roof with Trump. No, I don't want that in a president.
Give me an example.
Watch it and listen. Look at the news every day. Those are your examples, Dan.
Well, me watching the news.
Let me
help you here. And watching the news is. That is an example of exactly what's wrong with it, because the interpretation, the news becomes an interpretive vehicle for people. They interpret things as bad. When you listen to them, particularly if you watch Morning Joe, this kind of stuff, it's what has Trump done wrong today? And that is the lens they look through things. That does not have to, you know, when I watch Trump and watch him today with Acosta, that was about as normal as it could be. The news media will play it that, you know, the rescue or the embattled Acosta, and always they'll spin it in something bad. So I'm sorry, me watching the news doesn't tell me squat about what's really going on out there.
Well, watch, listen to Shepard Smith sometimes. You can go to Fox.
I'm sorry, Shepard Smith.
Everybody don't like Trump.
Did I ever say that, St. James?
Well, you're saying that all the news is fake when it comes to attacking
Trump.
No,
I didn't say that. I said, I didn't say fake. I never used the word fake. I said they're interpreting. They put their interpretation on the news.
Okay, well, you have blind followers in many situations.
Well, but the problem is the blind followers are not reporting on ABC, NBC, and CBS News. Well, maybe, they are. It's just a different group of blind followers.
Yes, but I'll say this, and I'll end the call. There's a long list of what if Obama did that, and it is huge. What if Obama has done the things that Trump has done? So think about that for a little bit, Dan.
Oh, God. Oh, thank you. So thought-provoking, St. James. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Great weekend. Let me go to a break to leave plenty of time for Papa B, Randall, and Gary G right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Excuse me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, Dan and Joey, boy, I tell you what, I'm ready for the weekend. What about y'all?
I am too. Ready for some rain?
Yeah,
I know.
Not so much. Oh, St. James. St. James, God love you. You know, they called me in the Nurse Ratched's office the other day. And while she had her back turned, I confiscated some extra medicine from the medicine cabinet. They'll be happy to share if you need some. Sounds like you do. Anyway, Dan, this women's soccer team is about to get on my last nerve.
Okay, what in particular is getting on your nerve?
Why are they so mad? Dan, I mean, I'd like to join in on the celebration. The great accomplishment, U.S. women's soccer, winning the, you know, tournament and everything. But no, they don't. They want, I guess, Trump to celebrate or anybody that voted for Trump to celebrate. They seem angry about something that's non-specific as far as I can tell.
Yeah,
what
is
it they're so mad about?
My problem, I was going to do her interview with Rachel Maddow, But my problem is that we would have induced too much nausea. I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy, some of the things she was saying. I mean, it was nonsensical. And she's not really, if that is the level of depth that she thinks, she is not a very deep person.
Well, why are we dragging politics into soccer, for heaven's sakes? I mean, can't we just not worry about politics in every speaking situation? You know, and here's the thing. This Rapinoe, whatever her name is, the Rapinoe. What is it exactly that she can't do now that she could do 3 years ago? What is it that Trump is, you know, what is it about the Trump presidency that has, you know, truncated her rights? I don't understand why she's so mad at Trump. She just, you know, it's just nondescript, just out there, and I can't make heads or tails of it.
Well, I can tell you why it's happening is that You get these groups of people, and that's why they call it tribalism. You get the Chablis and Brie group, and you know the gay community group, and they're talking among themselves, and they just feed off of each other. You know, Trump is bad. Trump is bad. Did you hear about this? And it just feeds on each other, and they're taking stuff that Rachel Maddow was saying. It just adds to it. I have a gay conservative friend of mine. And he was saying that it's just incredible how the fact when I say something that's conservative, how they just go off on me. And and it's because I disagree with their philosophy, but they don't accept me for who I am. And he said, and that's the whole that was the whole point of the gay, what he called the alert movement, where you're coming out, is that you were being accepted for who you were.
Right.
And the people that are so... Now, you had somebody on your show.
Yeah, he's a reoccurring guest. He's going by the name Frisco Riverstone. It's his old Twitter handle. He was on the show last night again. Great guy, smart guy, and he'll be a reoccurring cast member on Joey Clark Radio Hour. And he said essentially the same thing, is that he's been gay most of his life, been out since he was a teenager, but he's found that the most difficult thing is in the gay community talking about conservative ideas.
Yeah.
Like, it's been tougher. He gets more flack for being a conservative than being a gay here, in Montgomery.
And what did he say about earning money or making money and financial opportunity?
You got to be careful. Well, partly his real name isn't Frisco Riverstone.
Yeah. Oh, come on, really?
So, you go.
Look so good on the birth certificate.
I think that makes the point. It would, though. I might name my first.
I get that frame.
I might name my first son Frisco. Why not?
Sorry, Papa B.
If I were to venture a guess, then, because look, here's my take, all right? If you want to live an old godless, wicked lifestyle, well, just go ahead. Papa B's not going to get in your way. I'm not your judge. There is a judge, and he will judge one day, but I'm not him. You know, obey the laws, but if you just want to be a heathen, go ahead. But why are you worried about what I'm doing if that's the case? Why? You know, they demand that, you know, Papa B acknowledge their whatever right, I guess, to live their lifestyle, but then at the same time, boy, they really have a lot of hatred and foment and anger about me living mine. You know, if I were to venture a guess, I would say that the real problem is they have lost and are losing their ability to, by force of law, tell me what to think and make me think a certain way and make me act a certain way. You know, I mean, that's what I would venture a guess about, but I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's some partial truth to that. Part of it is along these lines is that what happens is they do all this social media and verbal bullying where they bully you. If you believe something that's different than what they believe in, then you are, and then fill in the blank, you're racist, you're whatever. Look at AOC talking about Nancy Pelosi is singling out women of color. That And she said it wasn't a racial remark. Yes, it was. Because what you did is you made it that she singled a group out. And when you single a group out, then therefore you are, and then just add, fill in the blank. And that's the tactic. That is the absolute tactic. It's just like St. James talking about, you know, every night in the news you hear about, you know, the things that Donald Trump, the things he's brought to the White House that are bad. And no, you don't. You really don't. But if that's what you think you hear, then that's what you hear.
Well, that's right. And the tactic, but what is the motivation? The motivation goes back to what I was saying a few days ago. It sounds a lot like an inferiority complex, Dan. I'm telling you.
They do not like somebody like Donald Trump and people who speak their mind. They do not. That to them is offensive. Because if you say what you really think and what you're really going to do, then you're a bad person. Absolutely. Because it's against basically some of the, you know, I would rather you do it secretly than openly. I had a liberal person tell me that.
And it's nearly a religious dogma, too. You know, I mean,
you
it's almost
dogma.
Like they have some sort of a, yeah, religious dogma.
Good job.
That almost approaches a religion. Maybe it is. I don't know. But anyway, I'm taking my soapbox and going to the house, brother.
You go to the house and you have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, you too. We'll see.
Let me go to a break. Randall, Old Navy, coming back to you two right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Fox News. I'm Joy Piazza. The House has passed a bill that would replenish the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
On this vote, the yeas are 402, the nays are 12. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
The bill aims to permanently pay out first responders, their families, and others who got sick after the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center. It now heads to the Senate. No word on when that vote will take place. Tropical Storm Barry is inching towards the Louisiana coastline. Forecasters say up to 25 inches of rain could hit parts of the state. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says he's most concerned with flooding.
If you get 10 to 20 to 25 inches of rain, you're going to flood. I don't care if you live on Pikes Peak. And my worry is that people will flood who aren't even near a body of water.
Barry's forecasted to make landfall sometime Saturday morning. This is Fox News.
Some of that tropical moisture around Barry will continue to influence our weather not only tonight, but through the next few days, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms just about any time, but especially prominent in the afternoon and evening hours each day with tropical downpours. Lows tonight in the mid-70s. High temperatures over the weekend held down by clouds and showers only in the upper 80s, and not quite as many storms around on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action, plus see where the storms are and instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Get our weather app now. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Man, where's the time gone, boys and girls? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good evening, fellas. I guess just to start off, we will start with the news, I reckon. And it's because I watch, you know, after Fridays, I mean, on Saturdays and stuff, I catch Joy on Sundays, but I listen to a lot of national, I mean, a lot of radio, a lot of TV of the opposite opinion. And let me tell you, when I wake up Monday morning, I almost feel I can go fight Barron and win the, you know what I mean, and win it, because that's how much. They take just a part of what he does and they clip it and turn it and make your mind think one thing. I mean, they got, just tell you this way, they got 90% of everybody that's over 40 years old believing we landed on the moon and we ain't never been there one time. I mean, it's just, the news is the devil when it comes back. But that's what we're dealing with. And Robert, you find me on Facebook or any, I've been wanting me. I tried to get Shannon Farrar to do this a long time ago when she was so popular on Facebook and had a bunch of people argue. We got to sit down and break bread. You got to hear the other side. Everybody's been touched by racism in a different way. And some of them, I mean, there's some that I know, some white folks that I've changed. They're like, I promise I could bring the radio station. He ain't never, ever shot pool with a black man or nothing. He didn't want me to take his picture one Sunday night at one of these shot houses I go to. Because, we got to sit down and talk about it. I mean, but his granddaddy was touched in a way that his daughter raised their dog by the black person they seen it. That's how bad it was. Now I got in shooting pool, cutting the grass of an elderly black lady. You got to sit down. You got to talk. Robert, you was so much on that, man. Please, somebody find me on. I tried to meet a man not long ago at Baumhauer's and didn't show. I'm so ready. It starts right here. You're not going to change it on that TV. It's not going to change in Washington, D.C. It's going to change in Montgomery, Alabama. And it ain't never going to change until we can sit down and not know 100 people at one time. That's too many. Just like you said, 15, you know what I mean? That's perfect. Once a month, and then add a couple here, and add, you know, another couple, another family every month, and everybody talk it out. I'm telling you, we could change Alabama. We could change America starting right here in Montgomery right now. And we could start it this weekend. I don't care. I've been waiting on this. We got to sit down and talk. Oh my goodness, Dan! I love how this conversation went today. You know, some of it got out, but St. James, man, I love you. I want to be sitting down with you first. You the main one I want to sit down and talk. I want to hear your side. I want to feel your side. I hear your side, but I just ain't feeling it. And you can't just throw out these dummies on the radio that you, because I listen to them. But you got to break it down and look the stuff up yourself and decide your own opinion. You can't. You 8 million people died that would vote. I mean, them, I mean, you can't. And them little millennials, they're not going to vote St. James. They vote, and they are. And his character is the only thing they can tear down right now, because they're never going to open up the book. Our America is so dirty, they can't. Even if it was, Trump's been planning to be president since 1980. He knows he was going to be president. He has walked a straight line, and you don't ever hear him talk about his daddy, because his daddy did not walk the line. He saw the backhanded, the bull crap that's going on. But the main thing in my call, y'all find me on Facebook. If you can't, I'll send Joy my phone number. Somebody please text me and start. I want to come to your house. I want to come in your house and sit down, St. James, with you, brother. I want you to tell me how you, feel that way about a man just because of what you see on the news. And hear on the radio. And then downplay Dan's opinion. It can't work like that. We got to take it all in and then come out with our own. It's got to start this month.
Randall, thank you for the telephone call. I'm going to sum it up in this manner. Seek first to understand before you are trying to be understood. Randall, thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to Old Navy. Old Navy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you. I just want to tell your listeners that if they don't get in on one of those Sweet Creek drawings, they're making a big mistake.
They're making a mistake, aren't they?
Yeah, I benefited from that back in May, and I'm telling you what, I'm going back there now, even all the way from Prattville. It's a regular thing for me. I go the extra miles because it's worth it. It's great food, great people, service is outstanding. I was there one Saturday, they had music. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's a typical Saturday and Sunday that now.
And I'll tell you, it's bringing in a lot of families, too. It's not just, it's more than just a market and an eatery. It's becoming a destination.
So, well, I appreciate the kind words for them.
Get on that drawing. And from your earlier caller, that's the difference between a liberal and a conservative is if a conservative is against something, they just don't do it themselves. If a liberal is against something, they don't want you to do it. They want to impose their thoughts and feelings on you, and they cannot understand why you can't think the same way they do. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Navy, thank you for the time on call. Appreciate your friendship. I want you to have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, just real quick, I just turned your show on here a few minutes ago, when Randall came on, did I hear him say that 90% of the people over 40 believe we landed on the moon and we've never been there and never will?
He did say that.
Did you hear him say that?
He did say that. Or something to that facsimile.
We've never been. Gee, Dan, I'm sorry. I must have missed something there. We've never been to the moon. Do you believe that, Dan?
No, I believe we have been to the moon.
Okay, well, so some of these conspiracy people have kind of gone way, way out. In fact, I heard somebody, and I ain't going to say who it was, is telling on their show that the moon wasn't really even a moon. It was a space station made by the aliens, and it's been up there. It's hollow, and they've been up there for thousands of years, and they use it as a base. And that's somebody on your station. But anyways, I don't know. I must have missed something, because I remember in 1969 sitting in the living room of some of my friends. I was 18 years old, and we came over there after church because they'd already landed on the moon, and they were going to walk on the moon that night. And I remember sitting there with all the family watching them. And, gee, I guess that was filmed out on the desert somewhere, and it was all staged. I guess we were just too stupid to know it. But anyways, I just had to say something, because that's just totally ridiculous.
Jim, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it.
All right, all right.
Here, if the number is 11, that's your number there.
All right. If you, to Jim, to address what Randall said and to what Jim was saying there, if you just look at poll numbers on different conspiracy theories, and the numbers are higher than you would expect, especially even if it's like 12%, 14% of the population, you're talking about millions of people. And I would say that we can talk to those folks. Some of those folks are, amenable to changing their mind, and some folks it's fun. You get involved in a community and you start talking about this stuff. There's a fascinating documentary on Flat Earth on Netflix, and it actually includes a lot of scientists who can prove the Earth is a globe, that has said we in the scientific community have made a huge mistake of looking down our noses at people in the Flat Earth, because we haven't taken the time to actually, you know, talk to them. We just kind of insult them and ignore them. And we should instead, you know, talk to them and get to know them and show them the facts. Here's how you can test this.
So. Let's do this. Grab that phone and let me see the clips, if I could, please. Kind of got off on a tangent there. Let's see. I don't know if I want to do the Tom Steyer's.
Hold on.
Let me see who we have up here before I go into a clip. Let's go to Kim. Kim, welcome over to the Damo Show. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Dan. Enjoy your show. You got a lot of great callers. And since my voice ain't doing so good, I'll try not to come in. I'd like to get out on the Sweet Creek drawing, if I could.
Kim, give me your month and day of birth.
10/24.
Did you get June 24th or 10/24?
10.
Did you get that, Joey? Got it. We're about to do the drawing. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry I had a scratchy voice. But you got it in the drawing. I guess that's what you wanted. Let's listen to Tom Steyer. This is a guy running for president of the United States, the guy who wants to impeach Trump.
Tom Steyer, the billionaire investor and activist who spent millions advocating for the impeachment of President Trump, is launching a campaign to take his job. He joins a field of 24 other candidates seeking the Democratic nomination for president after previously saying he would not run. As part of our continuing series, The Road to 2020, he joins us for his first national television interview since announcing his candidacy. What changed? You weren't in this race in January. You specifically said, no, I'm not running. Now you are.
Actually, what I said specifically was I was not running then.
You did say that. Yeah. Yes,
exactly.
At this time.
And because I felt at that point I had a responsibility to push the impeachment of Mr. Trump. We had 6 million people who'd signed our petition. We were still a lonely voice in the wilderness saying he's the most corrupt president in history. He's unfit for the office. He's dangerous to the American
people.
Are
you giving up that campaign to do
no,
this?
No, I'm going to continue to fund that. But I believe we've won that argument. I think everybody in D.C., including Republicans, realizes that what we were saying for 20 months before people came around to it is now obvious and true. There's still a question about whether it happens, but I felt as if watching that for the last 6 months and pushing it was a profound failure of government because everybody understands he should be impeached at this point. It's a question of whether it will happen. And I also watched this campaign and I felt as if I couldn't sleep. Because to me, the biggest question facing the United States is not what we should do, but how are we going to break the corrupt stranglehold that corporations have on our government? And how are we actually going to get done things that the American people want? How are we going to return power to the American people? That is the question in front of us today, and I didn't feel it was being addressed.
So everybody knows that he should be impeached. Everybody knows he should be impeached.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a guy who lives in an alternative universe, that if he believes that everybody thinks he should be impeached, then I hate to break the news to him, he would be impeached. Because then there wouldn't be no blowback whatsoever for people that were going to vote for impeachment. But that is a false statement that he just made. And this is why this guy is so dangerous. He just says stuff. But in his world, that's what he believes. Okay, now listen to the reason he is running is about corporate corruption. Mm-hmm. And so when you listen to him, I want you to tell me what you think he is talking about.
Let's talk about what's in your win column. You poured $120 million into the midterm. Some would say you won the House back for the Democrats. Millions into campaigns against big oil, against big tobacco, against corporate tax loopholes. Why is $100 million running for president money well spent?
Well, Michelle, I don't think it's about the money. For the last 10 years, I've been trying to push power back to the people of the United States to retake the government from what I think of as a corporate takeover that's taken place over the last 40 years. And that includes those propositions where we went around the legislatures to go directly to get people's votes. This is a continuation, as far as I'm concerned, of the grassroots efforts that I've led for the last 10 years, including propositions, including registration, including doubling the turnout of young people in the swing districts last year to retake the House of Representatives. This is about retaking the democracy from the corrupt corporate power that is determining what happens in Washington, D.C.
Okay, so to return, because there's too much corrupt corporate power.
Mm-hmm.
So how did Donald Trump get elected? And if he made all this money in the market selling oil and coal futures, doing hedge funds, and he's adding $120 million into the political system, is he part of the corporate corruption?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the fact that he's doing it for some greater good that it's all okay?
Well, and this is a common theme among all the Democrats running, and I just, this is my own personal opinion. If I have somebody like Tom Steyer coming to me, or Elizabeth Warren, or Bernie Sanders, blah, 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 saying the corporations have too much power over you and over your government, we're going to give you power back by voting for me and the government taking more power over your life. What? It's just, it's nonsense to me. It sounds like a con game.
It really is. I mean, what this guy is doing is he's trying to sell you his truth.
Yeah.
He's got these truths that are out there, and he wants you to buy them, basically what he's doing. Let's delay the break a little bit and get to this third part. He's going to hit it again on this, I'm the outsider, and it's back into corruption here.
Hearing you say that, first of all, surprising given your stature financially and your history, but also interesting because Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders would say, hey, that's my campaign.
Right.
Other candidates as well. And then when it comes to climate change, which is another issue for you, there are numerous candidates, including Jay Inslee, who are taking on that issue. So what makes you different? And can you be different enough to qualify for a debate with 1% of the poll?
Well, Tony, let me say this. I'm an outsider. I have been doing this successfully, beating the oil companies, the tobacco companies, closing tax loopholes from the outside for 10 years. I don't believe that this failed government is going to be reformed from the inside. I believe it's a question of coming from the outside and doing what I've been doing for the last 10 years, going directly to the people. Because I think that we can see that Washington has been unable to reform itself. Isn't it going to take somebody who's got a different perspective and a different history and has been doing it for 10 years?
Okay, so he's an outsider and he's been getting the people behind him and he has closed tax loopholes. Oh, really? When did that happen, Tom?
Say he did. I'm with you. I'm like, when did you do that in the last 10 years? But say he did. He closed those tax loopholes to those oil and gas companies. How did that make me more powerful? Just Joey. How did it make Dan more powerful? Maybe raise the price of gas. That really is giving me a lot of power.
This guy is full tilt bozo. Let me go to a break. Rich, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Here are a couple of interesting things. Oh, yeah. We got to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Pass.
Yeah, let's do that before we run out of time real swiftly here. Shut up, Who. It's a great song, but shut up.
Who?
And the winner is... Lindsay.
Lindsay, you need to call me at 272-9228. I'm going to hook you up for your... Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Get that call in. Even if you don't call before, to where Joey can answer the phone and get that information to me. But Lindsay, you're the winner of Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Now, what's going to be interesting before we go to Ritz is that with Stiers in the race now, this is a dangerous guy to a whole bunch of Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
He was also a big contributor to a whole bunch of these Democrats that are out there. But think about this. The group is so bad that he had to run because nobody was worth it up there. Unless he's strictly using this as a platform to get out his crazy ideas, which could well be. But this is going to be a very dangerous person that's going to be out there. I don't see how he gets on the stage for the end of July debate, because he's not going to have the numbers, the 100,000 people, unless he goes to his 6 million signatures and tells all of them to send him $5. Then he may be able to hit the 100,000 number. But it's got to be unique donors. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Ritz, long time no talk to you. Where you been, buddy?
Well, just been busy with my mother-in-law. She just had a new knee. And matter of fact, we're on our way back from physical therapy. So,
good. How's she doing?
Yeah, she's doing great. She's a trooper, I'm telling you. She's tough as nails.
That's a tough surgery.
She doesn't back down for that physical therapy, that's for sure.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, this cast of characters these Democrats have running for president, none of them would be still running if they had anybody from the media challenging them on these ridiculous statements they make and claims that they make. The Democrats would be scrambling right now to find a new set of candidates, because they all should be right now hanging their head and tucking their tail and heading home, because they've ruined their opportunity to be president. But no, the mainstream media is propping them up and letting them say whatever they want to in their little echo chamber.
Well, and actually, the media kind of likes it. If you notice, they ask the question, are you for decriminalizing coming over the border? And almost all of them are saying yes, or all of them are saying yes. But the media likes that.
Oh, I know they do, but that's what I'm saying. But they won't challenge them on and say, well, you know, how are we supposed to pay for this? What are the long-term consequences of it? What's the end game of this? They won't. You know, dig down deep and start asking them questions of consequence.
Right, because they don't think, you know, it's all okay with them. They, you know, the fact part of things, they don't really care about.
Absolutely not, because they're co-conspirators. We have the communists. They have infiltrated nearly every level of our society, and we're in deep trouble, and we're going to have a hard time ferreting these people out. And if we lose Donald Trump this time, we're in big, big trouble. You might as well cancel this country.
Well, I hope that's not going to be the case. Ritz, I've got to go. I've got the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket on the line. I need to talk to her before the show ends. Lindsay, congratulations, my dear.
Thank y'all so much.
Wow. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have been to Sweet Creek before, and I loved it.
That is great. Well, Joey's got all your information. He's going to ship it to me. I'm going to send it to Reed and Karen Ingram. You should be able to go down tomorrow and pick up your gift basket or put together your gift basket.
Okay.
Congratulations, my dear. Only thing I ask you to do is after you go and you get things, I want you to call in and tell us what you got.
All right. I'll do that.
My audience is going to live through you vicariously.
All right. We'll pick up something good then.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Now, you asked earlier about this Tom Steyer character, and he really is sticking to the same script, and he might be a lot of trouble for the other Democrats because of this, because he can claim, I think, more of an outsider status than, say, Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. But it makes me think of one of my favorite quotes, and I believe this not just Democrats, but everybody. The urge to save humanity is almost only a false face for the urge to rule it. I'll amend that. The urge to save the middle class is almost always a false face to rule the middle class. And that's how I feel as a member of the middle class, is I get tired of these folks coming around saying, I'm here to save you. And especially by taking away more of your liberty and more liberties of the corporations that give you goods and services that you actually give money to instead of having your money taken through taxes. It's the malcontent libertarian in me that I just can't stand this populist.
Well, we say it on the show all the time is that, you know, I'm here to save you. That, which is a major problem to me. And then if it's not working, it's just because we're not spending enough money on it. We need to put more government on it.
Yep.
And it's actually just the opposite. And so they're using the tool of government to try to help solve your problem. That is a very, very dangerous thing.
And in all seriousness, if you're really worried about the role of corporations and cronyism in Washington, I am, you need to shrink the power of the government. Because if you think you're going to win this game against these guys with all this money, you're not.
Well, and the reason influence works is because you have a group of influencers who influence the people who are the legislators.
Yes.
And they then get government to go do the bidding for them.
And you also better believe it goes the other way. The people who are the legislators and the people who have power will extort the people with the money and who have the businesses. It goes both ways.
Joey, you know what we did? We ran out of show.
But it was a good show today.
It was a very good show. I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.